From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. BP is close to putting a new cap on the damaged well that's been spewing millions of gallons of oil into the Gulf since April's rig explosion. NPR's Richard Harris tells us the new cap has valves that might be able to stop the flow.
The new cap could be a big leap forward in efforts to stop the flow of oil from the blown-out well. The best-case scenario is that BP will be able to close the valves on the cap. That will put an end to the gusher, while BP continues to drill a relief well to seal it off permanently. BP plans 2 days of pressure testing to see whether the valves can be shut safely. If the undersea well is badly damaged, though, it may not be able to take the added pressure that would start to build up inside once the valves are closed. And in that case, BP would open the valves again. Then the company would gradually ramp up its ability to capture oil from surface ships. And if that's the case, we could still see oil going into the Gulf for as long as 2 or 3 weeks. Richard Harris, NPR News.
The Obama administration's new moratorium on deepwater offshore oil drilling reportedly will no longer be based on water depth. Associated Press reporting that instead the moratorium will apply to any deepwater floating facility with drilling activities. The initial moratorium applied to those in waters of more than 500 feet. The moratorium was imposed after the Gulf oil spill, and we're expecting more details on this issue later this hour. Veterans coping with post-traumatic stress disorder are expected to have an easier time claiming federal benefits under new rules made public this morning. The changes include no longer requiring veterans to prove what caused their illness. Apple's latest iPhone, millions of which have already sold, is getting a thumbs down from Consumer Reports magazine. NPR's Brett Neely reports Apple's fielding a slew of complaints about poor reception and drop calls.
Apple has blamed faulty software for the reception issues and promised a fix. But in a video posted online, Consumer Reports editor Mike Geekus said a series of tests conducted by the magazine proved it was the phone's antenna, not its software, that was defective.
We can't recommend the iPhone 4 until Apple fixes this design flaw.
The nonprofit Consumer Reports rates thousands of products every year. This is the first time the magazine hasn't recommended a new iPhone. For those who already own one of the phones, which have a starting price of $199, Geekus had this to offer.
We have our own solution for dealing with the problem.
He said a small piece of duct tape applied to the bottom left side of the phone improves its reception. Brett Neely, NPR News, Washington.
Seeing slight gains in U.S. stocks today at last check, Dow Jones Industrial Average up 18 points at 10,216. NASDAQ Composite Index up slightly 2 points at 2,198. You're listening to NPR News. At least 74 people are confirmed dead, about as many injured, after twin bombings in the Ugandan capital yesterday. The explosions in Kampala level 2 bars where fans had gathered to watch the World Cup final on television. The Somali Islamist group known as Al-Shabaab is claiming responsibility for the two bombings, and the FBI says it has joined the investigation in Uganda. A federal judge is ordering the Obama administration to release pictures of terror suspects held at the U.S. prison in Guantanamo Bay, NPR's Kerry Johnson reports.
Federal Judge John Bates says the government should release nearly 50 photos of detainees from Kuwait. Lawyers sued to get the pictures using the Federal Freedom of Information Act. The judge says that photos of the 4 Guantanamo detainees are of significant public interest, but he delayed a decision on whether to release hundreds of hours of videotapes of the men. The images of the Kuwaiti men are less controversial than pictures of alleged detainee abuse at the Abu Ghraib facility in Baghdad. Defense Secretary Robert Gates said last year the release of the Abu Ghraib pictures would hurt national security, and Congress passed a law that would keep those pictures secret. Gates didn't make the same assertion in the Kuwaiti case. The Justice Department says it's reviewing the judge's ruling. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
Police in Albuquerque, New Mexico, are confirming 6 dead in today's shooting rampage at EMCOR Corporation, a manufacturer of solar industry products. The dead include the shooter, a former EMCOR employee who, authorities say, apparently took his own life. 4 people were wounded. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, in Washington.